On June 3rd, 2001, I would be so remiss if I don't talk about this tonight. I didn't have HBO yet. We didn't stream TV like we do now. We didn't have apps like HBO Max where I could have watched the show, but I had to wait for the DVDs to come out. This was such a powerful show. It hurt me how they ended it, but they ended it beautifully. But it premiered today, 20 years ago, on June 3rd, 2001, created by Academy Award-winning writer Alan Ball. This was before True Blood.
Nathaniel Samuel Fisher, a resident of Los Angeles County, California, declare this to be my last will and revoke all former wills and codicils. First, to my wife, Ruth. I leave all cash, bank accounts, stocks, and bonds that are in my name. That's in addition to the life insurance. Second, I bequeath the company Fisher & Sons Funeral Home and all real property and business interests attached as follows. 50% to my son, David James Fisher, and 50% to my son, Nathaniel Samuel Fisher, Jr. What? Was he high? Why would he do that? David.
I guess I don't even rate.
No, he set up a trust for you.
David.
Hey, wait. David, I don't want it.
Well, excuse me while I go contemplate the irony of that.
What's my recourse here?
Recourse? Your entire college education is provided for.
So I don't get anything.
You get education, Claire. A privilege that not everyone gets.
Well, what if I don't want to go to college?
Well, you need it these days. Not just to succeed, but to survive.
Okay, spare me the tough love rationalization. Just bottom line it, please.
Should you decide not to go to college, the money will become available to you when you're 25.
So this is like blackmail from beyond the grave.
What in the hell's Dad thinking? Is this some sick joke?
It's Fisher & Sons. You're the sons. Mom gets $500,000 in life insurance, which is completely fair, but I have these huge strings attached.
Let's not talk about what's fair.
Mom, you can have my half.
No, your father knew exactly what he was doing. He wanted everybody happy, and we will be happy. I guess what I want is totally irrelevant.
Dave, listen, I think this is all wrong. It should be yours, or yours and Mom's.
I really don't want to discuss it now.
Maybe I'll move to Florida.
That's ridiculous, Mom, and it's not helping.
You're all adults, and Claire will be leaving next year.
Yeah, to join the Marines. I want to learn to kill, kill, kill.
Woo! What a show, huh? What a fucking crazy show. And there was... everything that you could want in 6 feet Under. This was inclusive before inclusion was, well, what we're all talking about now. Created by Alan Ball, starring Peter Krause, Michael C. Hall, this was before Dexter, Francis Conroy, Lauren Ambrose, Freddie Rodriguez, Matthew St. Patrick, Jeremy Sisto, Rachel Griffins, James Cromwell, Justina Machado. What a cast. And Richard Jenkins. Richard Jenkins, this really great character actor. So here it is in the main. Peter Krause as Nate Fisher, the eldest child. He is in search of meaning while facing the prospect of his own death. The prodigal son. Matthew C. Hall as David Fisher, the middle child. He is coming to terms with being gay. Frances Conroy as Ruth Fisher, the matriarch. She is emotionally repressed and trying to form a new independent life. Lauren Ambrose as Claire Fisher, the youngest child. She is rebellious and creative. Freddie Rodriguez as Frederico Diaz, the business partner of Fisher & Sons. He is a family man. Matthew St. Patrick as Keith Charles, David's on... well, his significant other. He's a member of the LAPD. Rachel Griffins as Brenda Chenoweth, Nate's on... well, significant other. She struggles with depression. Jeremy Sisto as Billy Chenoweth, Brenda's younger brother. He has bipolar. Main season. Okay. James Cromwell, who later comes on. Justina Machado. Richard Jenkins is Nathaniel Fisher Sr., the patriarch of the Fisher family. He dies at the start, but appears in dream sequences and flashbacks. I love this woman. Joanna Cassidy. Remember? I'm right on top of that, Rose. As Margaret Chenoweth, Brenda and Billy's psychologist mother. Robert Foxworth is Dr. Bernard Chenoweth, Brenda and Billy's psychiatrist father. He was funny. Even Kathy Bates is later on in the series. And then the great Patricia Clarkson is Sarah O'Connor, Ruth's younger sister, an artist who lives in Topanga Canyon. I love that character. My goodness. Yeah. You know, Robert Foxworth was on Dallas. Oh, no, he wasn't on Dallas. He was offered it. He was on Falcon Crest. Played Jane Wyman's long-suffering nephew, Chase. Oh, yeah, I remember Chase. Trust me. My family watched... That was the time you watched these great nighttime soap operas. These dramas. And 6 Feet Under was one of them. This is before the reality universe of reality TV just crapped itself. So, 6 Feet Under... June 3rd, 2001 to August 21st, 2005. What a show. Talks about death. It talks about death. And HBO was able to do that. This was the era of the Sopranos. This was the era when cable television came into its own and television changed forever. You wouldn't have a Breaking Bad without 6 Feet Under.
Who's that cop?
My Aunt Shirley was laid out here.
Aunt Shirley, huh?
Shirley Hamilton. Terrible accident, lost her ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Shirley. I remember Shirley.
Really?
Yes. I was the person who sewed her ear back on. That was me.
Really?
That's my work.
What, she's sad, so he has to get her out of sight?
They always do that. The second someone starts to lose it, they take him off into that room. Makes all the other people uncomfortable, I guess.
Oh, this is not about the other people.
Oh, yeah.
When I went backpacking through Europe after I quit school, I went to this island off the coast of Sicily. It's this volcanic island. And on the boat over, there was this pine box. Somebody from the island who was being returned to be buried there. And there are all these old Sicilians dressed up all in black, waiting, just lined up on the beach. And when they got that coffin to the beach, those old Sicilian women just went apeshit, screaming, throwing themselves on it, beating their chest, tearing at their hair, making animal noises. It was just so, so real. I mean, I'd been around funerals my entire life, but I had never seen such grief. And at the time, it gave me the creeps, but now I think it's probably so much more healthy than this.
Cop is hot.
That's all she can say is that cop is hot. 6 Feet Under. What a show. It deals with death. It deals with the remains of death. In terms of everyone that's, you know, people die, but you know, there's people left behind that have to deal. And the way it dealt with that. I don't think any other television show ever captured that. All of the characters The other thing was the show would open with a death. That was the thing about 6 Feet Under. It was always, okay, how are they going to kill this one? It dealt with themes that I think people... It gave them a way of talking about it. Strange to some, yeah. And then there's a lot of hilarity, you know, they were able to deal with. And the pilot really just locks you in. And there are moments in the series where, yes, it jumps the shark. It jumped the shark a couple of times. But at the same time, it opened a door that I don't think had ever been opened before. And if we go over here,
no, I refuse to sanitize this anymore.
This is how it's done.
Yeah, well, it's whacked. What is this stupid salt shaker? Huh? What is this hermetically sealed box? This phony astroturf around the grave? Jesus, David, it's like surgery. Clean, antiseptic, business. He was our father.
Please don't do this.
You can pump him full of chemicals, you can put makeup on him, and you can prop him up for a nap in the slumber room, but the fact remains, David, that the only father we're ever going to have is gone. Forever. And that sucks. But it's a goddamn part of life, and you can't really accept it without getting your hands dirty. Well, I do accept it, and I intend to honor the old bastard by letting the whole world see just how fucked up and shitty I feel that he's dead. God damn it!
Amen.
Yeah. Wait. There's that.
Letter.
It's all about.
And then there's moments like this where they're high.
And then sometimes things stop it from flowing. You stay, and it's like you just kind of move in a little pool, you know, like you in a little eddy, and that's what it all comes down to is. Everything in my life, everything, you know, this thing in my head, it's all about flow.
Flow.
Oh my God, that was so totally you. That was just so totally David. I love you.
Okay, I'm out of here.
No, you have to take him with you.
Woman packaged for male consumption kind of sexuality because she's too smart for that.
Here we go.
Are you familiar with the psychological term projection?
Oh, are you familiar with the psychological term below me?
I was in Australia and my manager faxed the pilot through and I literally read it as it was coming off my fax machine.
She's an amazing actress, but Brenda has to be American. She can't be Australian.
About an hour later, I rang him back and I said, I think I really want to do this.
And so she came in and she met and clearly demonstrated that, she could do a flawless American dialect.
Any woman with half a brain looks at a guy like you and thinks, good for a hot fuck, but believe me, that's it.
And I just sort of had a big sigh of relief. It was like, okay, I've got my name in Brenda.
Yeah, I need to talk to you now, please. It's urgent. I'm high. I'm Crystal. I smoked some with some friends before David called me.
You did what?
Don't worry, it's the first time, but I think I'm having some kind of meltdown, and I can't tell if it's dad being dead or the crystal, but I'm really scared.
She came in day one. She was late.
Oh, yeah. God, that show. That show. Oh, my God. There's so much to be said. I don't think I could say in one episode. I mean, there are things about it that bothered me in terms of, but like I said, it's television. It's television. You can't control it. And oh, here we go.
Driving too fast.
This isn't fast. You want to see fast?
Listen, do you do a lot of drugs?
What? No. It's none of your business.
Yes, it is my business. Look, you were driving like a maniac back there. You could have gotten us all killed.
What the hell is this? You're not my father. Okay, you split as soon as you could. You don't even know me, so don't start thinking you can tell me what to do, okay?
Soy milk and nailing waitresses. What do I care? I'm dead.
I'm glad I could spend one last Christmas with Jesse. He's a crazy son of a bitch, but I sure loved him.
She had a belt buckle with a big skull on it. I thought that was odd.
We gotta stop. I don't want to get killed by the publishing people. Well, not, but you know, killed podcast wise. Oh my God, 6 feet under. 20 years. So many different characters too. And then you've got Richard Jenkins, who just is fucking them all up as Nathaniel Fisher Sr. Yeah, speaking to them from beyond the grave. When I first heard about this show, I thought, okay. And when I got my hands, on it, literally. That DVD, first of all, that DVD was so expensive. That was the thing. You know, DVD television shows, I think it was Chappelle's show that really made all the shows go to DVD. And here comes 6 Feet Under, and then you buy it, and then it's sometimes is it 70 or 90 or 100 or... I used to have the seasons. I don't know what I did with them. Now you can watch it digitally. Yeah. Those were the days that I remember literally binge watching 6 Feet Under, but when it was on DVD. Not when it was... You couldn't stream it yet. That was the thing. You couldn't stream it. The technology didn't, well, it existed, but if you streamed it, you downloaded it from the computer. Those were the days. Oh yeah. I think we all remember it. So thank you, Alan Ball. right off of the cusp of American Beauty comes 6 feet under. And then we see how really fucked up we are. Yeah. Unpleasant Dreams. And thank you to the cast and crew of 6 feet Under. That's an awesome cast and crew. Don't ever forget the crew of a television show, because everyone is important in it. Everybody. And that show was legendary. And so, as always, Unpleasant Dreams.